We are in Simin Shin Lamites. We're about to start Shin Lamites, and we'll be doing the first three Seifim. Sifalof Ein Roch Malgabi Behema. You're not allowed to ride on a Behema on Shabbos. We did this before. Aliel Shin Hei. Siv Beis Ein Shotin Al Pnei Amayim. You're not to swim. Why is that? It's a Gzera Derabbanan that you're going to go and build a float. A Chav Yishol Shayotim. Chazal only answered this in water that is not in a keli. Water in a keli, they never answered. So it says here, afilu bebrecha shebachotzer, even in a pool that you have in your backyard, because when the water goes out, it does spill over, and when it spills over, it's like a river. It's not like a keli. If there's a wall around it and the water never goes out, then it's mutter. Since the lip will always make the water come back, then it's a kli, and Chazal didn't answer using one kli because you're going to be over using water in a kli because you're going to be over on creating another kli. The Mishnah Brura mentions that the isser of swimming is when you're moving your hands and feet. That means you elevate yourself off the ground. Now, also, this is all talking about a brecha that's not in the Rishus HaRabim, because in the Rishus HaRabim, anyway, you couldn't walk away afterwards because you're carrying water that's on your body. You can't carry that Dalet Amos. Sif Gimel. Ein metapchim. What's that? Lahakos kaf el kaf. You're not to clap on Shabbos. Velo mesapkim. What's that? Lahakos kaf al yorech. That's the clap with your hand on your lap. Velo merakdim, and you're not to dance. What's the reason for all of these things? Gzera shemi yatakin kli shir. All this is a gzera that you're going to come to make a musical instrument. V'afilu lahakos be'etzbal akarko ala luach, even to hit with your finger on the ground or on a panel. O achas keneged achas kederech ha-meshorim, or one finger to another, like the meshorim do, the singers. O lekashkesh be'egos latinok, to make noise using a nut. O lesachik bo bezug, or to play with a bell. Kedei sheyishtok. Kol zeh v'kayotze bo osur gzer shemi yatak kli shir. You're not allowed to do any of this because of tikkun gzera of tikkun kli shir. Whereas a lasape kalacher yad mutter. Whereas if you're gonna clap on your hand, you're gonna clap hands with a shinui, that's mutter. Now, Mishtabura goes in here that on Simchas Torah it is mutter to dance and to clap because of Kavarat Torah, whereas using bells would not be mutter even on Simchas Torah. For a wedding, a kavod chosn kala, he says that one should not sing and dance, dance and clap. How about waking someone else up? So he brings a Magen Avraham that says that it's mutter, even though from the mashmos of Rashi is that it's aser. Now, this is all within the shita of the Machaber. Says the Ramah, Hagah, Vodem esaktim umaraktim ha'idna. Why is it that people do clap and dance? Because you're better off letting them remain a shogi than telling them the truth. There's a day that there is no gzera bizman hazeh. They know no bikiyim basi is klishir. We don't know how to make a klishir. There's no gzera to klishir because we don't know how to make one in the first place. The misad lo shchiyachu, ve'efshah shal zeh nagu lahakol bakol. It could be that that's where the minute came from to be makel and everything. Now lahalacha, the Mishnah Brura only relies on this lidvar mitzvah, and also not if they're banging on something that's making noise, only to clap. There's a very long bir halacha here where he writes against the Pirtza in his generation already, where there was mixed dancing. And he brings lots of makoros that there's absolutely no heter for such a thing whatsoever.